Poor old Caltrain, which connects the peninsula to the city, is facing a nasty budget gap. Fares will go up, and weekend and midday trains may disappear. And the worse the service gets, the more people will opt for the living hell of inching down 101. And in the end, the stop-start Caltrain will wither into irrelevance. If Caltrain was a company, it would be Chrysler. Long ago, BART would have done a hostile takeover, and Peninsula commuters would be enjoying round-the-clock service that actually went to downtown proper. There are plans for a new subway from Caltrain's station to the Transbay Terminal. Cost? $1 billion. BART has similar plans in the East Bay. The Oakland Airport Connector project is back on, thanks to stimulus funds. For another $500 million, we'll get a spiffy monorail, costing $6 a ride, twice the fare for Air BART, the current annoying bus link. What Caltrain and BART both show is that public transit ought to go to the right place in the first place. Don't make me take a train and then something else. It's too much getting on and off, too long a wait, too likely to fail. At the moment, anything state-supported is short of cash. Finding these retrofit billions will be a stretch when we can't even pay our teachers. But longer term, if the Bay Area wants global credibility, it's simply not an option to have clunky transit. Nobody commutes by car for fun. We sit in jams for one reason. Our mass transit is far from massive. Build routes that are frequent, reliable, and actually go all the way, and we'll use them. Honk if you agree. With a perspective, I'm Giles Goodhead.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases. On the internet at lchb.com.